Good morning, everybody. The 2026 Iowa State Legislature begins its run starting this Monday on January 12th. It's my pleasure speaking with our state senator, Dennis Guth, who represents a number of counties here in the north central part of the Iowa area. He's from Clemmy. And Dennis, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. It's a little gloomy today, but the days are getting longer. That's always good.
Matter of fact, sunset will be at 5 on Friday evening, first time, so the days are getting longer, so none of this sunset in the 4 o'clock hour till next November, so it's getting better right there. Well, Dennis, let's talk about the beginning of the 2026 legislature, and I'm sure it'll be an interesting year come 2026.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year, and I think everybody knows that there's been quite a, I don't know how we call it, a disagreement over how to handle eminent domain. Especially regarding the carbon pipelines, and I'm sure that's going to be one of the first things we attempt to do when we get back to into session is try to pass some rules about eminent domain and how it might affect non-public uses such as the carbon pipeline.
I'm sure education is going to be an interesting issue, too, with funding as we head into this year 2026. That is also on the scope that's coming this year?
Yeah, we're always have to talk about education early because we're supposed to get the SSA out early enough for school budgets, and that's going to be one of the things we talk about. The Iowa economy is not exactly roaring right now, so it's going to be difficult to come up with all the money that everybody wants to have, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And anything else major coming up this year there too, Dennis, from your perspective?
Well, we're going to be trying to work on ways to put a limit on property taxes. It's been a difficult thing. We really, the state is not the one that raises the property taxes. That's the local entities. So we really don't have the power to do a lot there. We can change, put some caps on things and whatever, but the main thing is we can make that a very transparent process so that local people can hold local officials accountable for increases. Just because property values go up does not mean that property taxes must also go up. So we need to be able to give the local people the ability to keep them accountable. One thing I'm excited about looking into further this year is the transactional gold that Senator Alanz brought forth last year, where we would actually in Iowa could make gold a
a currency?
Would make gold official currency in the state of Iowa. And then that would mean that any increases in the value of gold that a citizen had would go without, here I'm having another gap, without capital gains tax. There'd be no capital gains tax on that gold. And that would, if you see what gold has done this year, it's gone up, it's doubled in price. That means that you wouldn't have to pay any capital gains on that doubling. So that could be a really big thing here, and I'd like to see that get done. A couple of other states have already got that in place, and I'd like to see Iowa join them in that.
Now, yesterday, on Wednesday, Mike Nagy, our Ag Secretary, had a proposal for the first ever Iowa Farm Act, including a wide range of proposals from targeting tax relief to promotion of agritourism. What's your thoughts about that?
Wow, I hadn't even heard about that. I've been rushing around trying to get myself ready to go to this session, and I guess I haven't even heard about what he's been doing.
I can just read a tad here there. It was about he's saying that the bill was developed after discussions he had with different groups about their priorities as we're into the 8th day of 2026, or 9th in this case, and also about interesting parts about agritourism. That kind of grabbed me when I saw that for the first time, too.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting more and more removed from where their food comes from and how agriculture works, and agritourism is a great way to connect people from rural or from urban centers and help them see where their food comes from and what a farmer's life is really like. It's not the little house on the prairie anymore.
Right. For some of us who grew up back in the 1970s, that TV series, but it is a whole different story right now.
It sure is. We're using drones and GPS and a lot of technology inputs that weren't available even 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with from our Iowa State Senate in Des Moines, Dennis Guth, about as we open up the 2026 legislature beginning on next Monday. I know that Governor Reynolds will have her final condition, well, next to last condition of the state message she'll be addressing next year before she hands it over to her successor. What do you think she's going to be saying come next Tuesday in Des Moines?
Well, she sure surprised all of us last year when she brought out things about area education, and I think this year she's going to do the same thing. We're going to be a little bit surprised. She hasn't been telegraphing to the legislature all of her priorities. Our governor has been just amazing in the ways that she stood firm through COVID and all those things, and it's just interesting to think about what she might be doing, but I really don't have any more insights than the next person on where she might be going on the new year.
So we'll get a better idea coming up on next Tuesday. I believe that's next Tuesday evening there, Dennis, that the governor will speak before you. That'll be at 6 o'clock, I think, next Tuesday evening there at the Capitol in Des Moines. And she'll have a long list of her concerns, and this will be her last legislature as she'll be stepping down after her condition of the same message and hand it over to the person to replace or succeed her there in Des Moines. So we'll wait and see what come next year. This is election year. Now, you're not up for election this year, Dennis?
No, I am not. My next re-election date would be 2028.
Okay, yeah. So you get two more years to go for 2028 for your next election. But again, it's going to be a very interesting time there in Des Moines, there at the state legislature. And Dennis, we'll keep in touch from time to time about what's happening in Des Moines, and I appreciate the time today.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you.
Dennis Guther, state senator, more to come in just a moment.